Gabby, can we do a roll call, please?
Sure. I've got Ron, Paulos, Jan, Bart, Olga, Patrick, Christina, Johanny, Chris, Becky, Peter, Dossie, Patricio, Oscar Robles, and Leslie.
So we haven't got Andre yet.
Yes. Haven't heard on.
And I can.
So we don't have Hero.
I think Hero sent us apologies.
Yeah.
Okay, Youngham.
We don't have Hero, Youngham, Mohammed, Vika, Andre, Byron, and Oscar Moreno.
Okay. Give it another minute or so and then we'll start.
Hello.
Hi, Vika here.
Vika, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Vika. How are you?
Hi, Chris, man. How are you?
Good. Australia has decided to introduce summertime earlier in the month of October than it previously has. So we're currently in what is laughably referred to as summertime, notwithstanding the fact that it's about 8 degrees outside, which is actually quite cold for Australia. I'm used to being able to do these 11 o'clock calls while it's still hot and balmy outside, and actually it's cold and raining. But never mind. I think we might as well start, Gabby, given that we've got enough people to start.
Yeah.
What's the first agenda item?
Hello, this is the Hero.
Ah,
hello, Hero.
Hi.
We're just about to start, so perfect timing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the first agenda point is confirmation of approval of minutes and actions. And someone else joined. Hello.
This is Youngham.
Hello,
Hi, this is Youngham. I need to put myself on mute. I'm kind of in a loud place.
I presume you need me to put your phone on mute rather than actually putting yourself on mute. Okay.
So the first agenda point was the approval of minutes and actions.
Okay, so let's just... So everyone's seen the minutes. I guess we can just formally approve those. Gabby, do you want to just run through any outstanding action items, please?
Yes, and I'm actually not sure which one is outstanding or not, but I picked those who I think might be outstanding. So there's one action point, 44.01, the chair to follow up on action item 43-01. The chair to send out a note to the group regarding an update from the GAC liaison working group.
I want everyone to be incredibly impressed. I actually do have an update on the GAC working group sitting on my computer, and I will send it out as soon as this call is finished.
Okay.
Is it working, Chris?
Pardon me?
Is the GAC working group working now?
It depends on how you define working, Leslie, but it there is life. It's not as we know it, but yes is the answer to your question. It is working, and Keith has kicked himself and the working group into gear, and they will be meeting in Seoul, and I'll send his note out in a little while.
Okay,
it's
I don't know if it comes
back,
up
to the group.
I was just going to say, I don't know if it comes up otherwise on the agenda, but what are we doing with the GAC in Seoul?
Right. Well, as you've raised it now, let's deal with it now. Not much, but I'll explain.
So it's not working?
Yeah. No. It's working. It's just not working properly. There was what could best be described as a breakdown in communication between the GAC side and our side. We are not having a joint GAC CTNSO meeting in Seoul. It's not on the agenda, and there isn't time for it. But there is an acknowledgement from both the GAC and from the CCNSO that the principle that we should have a standing joint meeting with the two, with the GAC and the CCNSO as an automatic agenda item at every forthcoming ICANN meeting, and that is going to be fed into the program working group and into the GAC, so that from the next meeting there will be automatically, without any thought, a standing item, probably on day one of our members' meeting, which in the case of most meetings is a Tuesday, straight after lunch, for at least an hour and maybe an hour and a half, joint meeting, and the liaison working group will simply be charged with the responsibility of coming up with the suggested topics. So that's now been set in stone, at least between Keith and Dianis, and hopefully in Seoul, the GAC will actually get its act together and will appoint a sufficient number of representatives to the liaison working group to ensure that it is embraced properly by the GAC as a standing item.
Okay, thanks, Chris. So in the absence of a meeting in Seoul, how are we going to deal with some of the issues that are of common interest?
Really good question. Not entirely sure I have an answer to that. We at this stage, we simply don't have any space. The program working group was working under the belief that there wasn't going to be a meeting in Seoul, and for that reason, the agenda seems to have been populated with much other stuff, most of which is very valuable. And so, I'm not sure. What would you suggest are the items that we need to talk about, Leslie?
I think there is some interest from the GAC as to what we're doing with a redelegation working group, in effect.
Well, they're on that. They're actually on that. So
I know.
And I'll get to a report about that when we get there.
Yeah. And also the ongoing discussions on IDNs and the debate that Annabeth and others were having about the revisions of the new GTRD handbook, and I think that also has moved. I just think it's a shame if there isn't any opportunity for us to have discussion. If
well,
it's not central, maybe we could do something as a smaller group or something.
Yes. Well, it's interesting you should say that. I mean, and I agree with you. However, there was a significant amount of discussion amongst the chairs of the SOs and ACs about whether there should be, if there was going to be a joint ACSO meeting in Seoul, which there isn't, and I'll get to that in a minute, what the topics should be. And one of the topics that was suggested for that was the new GTLD scenario. And the response that we got back from the GAC on that was, we don't have anything to say. We've made our position clear, and we're not really all that fussed about discussing it, which is perhaps unfortunate. But I agree that certainly the delegation redelegation working group, which we'll get to when we get to that on the agenda, and IDN-PDP and the geographic name stuff is things that we should be talking about. I think we are in violent agreement, Leslie. So the only question is whether we can actually try and organise a meeting for some of us to get together and see if we can make some progress.
And okay. Maybe this is Bart. Maybe another item is, say, if you look at the wildcard resolution of the board, it is directed both at the CCNSO and at the GAC.
Yeah. Mm.
Actually, while I think of it as well, there's also CC contributions, I think.
Look, is Andre on the call, Gabby? Andre, are you there?
Not of course, I know.
Andre? No, okay. Okay, well, it's come up, so I'll talk about it in this context. Gabby is about to send out a slightly amended agenda, and that agenda is the result of me looking at the program working group agenda and making some comments and suggestions for changes to that to try and reduce the amount of time spent on what I would class as mere reporting and concentrate on things that are not just reporting but actually discussion. And if you study the original agenda and the substituted one, there's not that many changes, but there are some timing tweaks that actually make less time for reporting and more time for discussion. I had a call yesterday with the program working group, or most of the program working group, and unfortunately Andre wasn't on that call, and I've just had a call with Andre and Gabby about 20 minutes ago to explain to Andre why I'd made the suggestions for the changes that I'd made. And one of the things that I set out to try and do was to see whether we could actually massage the agenda so that we at least were able to fit in some sort of time to get together with the GAC. And that just doesn't seem to have been workable in the circumstances. And I understand why that is, and it's not intended to be in any way a criticism. But I think in the classic way that we do things, there are some lessons to be learned. And one of those is communication, as always. And another one is perhaps a goal to hold the bigger picture always in the background, so that we don't lose sight of what the bigger picture is, and we ensure that we allow enough time for cross meetings, which I don't think we have up until now. So I acknowledge completely that we do have a need to spend some time talking to the GAC, and if we can find a way of doing that internally, then we will. But we certainly will make sure that doesn't happen again. We do hold that for the future, and it makes sure that it happens from here on.
Chris, how about for meetings that need to have the issues addressed throughout the ICANN meeting, that we have the meeting scheduled for the Sunday before so that the issues are all on the table to be worked out throughout the week?
Yes, Dottie, I agree. But do you mean us meeting on the Sunday, or do you mean...
I meant the GAC and us.
The problem with the GAC is that they it doesn't much matter why.
They don't come
they
early.
Are very limited. Yeah, they do, but they actually start work on Sunday. But they are very limited in their flexibility. They have a set series of things that they do, and Monday they hold open for going to the public sessions on Monday. Sunday they spend their time pretty much in closed combat's the wrong word, closed discussion, and with the exception, I think, that they meet with the GNSO Council on Sunday.
Well, if they prioritize getting together, then maybe they could put us on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that we should certainly work on trying to get... I think it's pretty clear that from the point of view of who we need to spend... who we as the CCNSO need to spend most of our time with outside of the CCNSO, the GAC is pretty much on the top of the list, and we need to work really hard to make sure that actually happens. And if that means it happens on Sunday, then so be it, it happens on Sunday.
How important do you think it is that it be a formal event?
That's a really interesting question. It's important that it's formal from the point of view of satisfying
Of what?
It's important that it's formal from the point of view of satisfying the GAC membership. But from the point of view of getting stuff done, what's actually more important is that the right people are spoken to.
Right.
Which is not necessarily having a formal meeting.
Right. How about we organize an outing on Sunday with the GAC?
They won't do that because they spend all day Sunday locked in a room.
Even for an evening outing?
Yeah, that's a possibility too. Let's take that off. Let's take that off offline and work on that over the next week or so. And let's try and have a at the very least, let's try and have a chair, vice chair, CCNSO, chair, vice chair, GAC gathering at some point where we can talk about it.
Right. Okay.
Are we done with that, or do we want to discuss that some more? Okay, I guess we're done. Gabby, next?
Yes, the next action item is action 44-02, the chair to follow up on action item 43-07. Becky Burke has sent out a note to the secretariat and chair about the review and registrar issues for further distribution.
Aha, and I failed to do that.
Well, any chance that
have
been done?
Pardon me?
I said, is there a chance that you can get to that before we meet, or is that going to be too hard for you, Becky?
No, I'm going to try and do it today because it's quite timely.
Good.
As part of the new draft applicant guidelines, there is going to be a meeting in Seoul to discuss this issue, and so it would be actually useful to get to consider whether we have a view and want to participate in that.
Okay, good. Excellent. No point, nothing we can do until we get that document, so that's good. Gabby, next.
Next question is 44-07. The council should review the list of volunteers for the joint CCNSO GNSO working group in order to approve new members. I'm not sure that has been done.
No, it hasn't.
Right. We're, Gabby, can you send a note to the list today/tomorrow that sets out who the volunteers are, and can we agree that we'll get it sorted out on the list within the next few days?
Okay.
I would like to go into Seoul with that working group set, and in order for that to happen, we need to get a list of the people, discuss who they are, and make sure that we're comfortable. Bearing in mind, most of us have said on numerous occasions up until now, this is very politically sensitive, and we need to make sure that the working group has the right people on it.
Okay. The next action is 44-08, Bart Boswinkle to compare the tasks for the joint CCNSO-GNSO working group and the ICANN expert group and to inform the council and working group about the results.
Problem with that is we don't know, do we, Bart?
No, I'm chasing up the expert working group and they're not very clear on what their activities are. Hopefully within a few days there will be publication on the ICANN website, and as of that moment it's public, but it's still under the veil of secrecy.
So basically what you're saying is until we know what this supposed expert group is going to be charged with doing, we can't figure out where the crossovers are and where. Okay, fine. Well, is that Tina's responsibility, or?
Yeah, it's Tina's. Yeah, that's the group that I think started just after the Sydney meeting. I know they had one or two meetings, but that's it. There are no minutes, nothing. They're unclear about their own scope, so there is no way to compare it with the activities or the proposed activities of the joint working group.
Okay, so I guess we just have to sit tight and wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think all the other actions have been done. So agenda point two is affirmation of commitment.
Excuse me. This is Jen.
Hello, Jen.
Hi. May I say something about that working group?
Okay.
Because I got some information about that working group. So far, I think they already have three or four meetings. I think the topic they talk about is just, you know, the unresolved issues, like variance issue, the limitation, the land limitation issues.
Yeah.
Most likely, actually, are those issues. So far, as far as I know, they didn't get any conclusion yet. Because also, you know, I'm the initiator of CSO and the GS, so I work too. So I know a little bit about, you know, what our goal is. I think pretty much, you know, it's for me, I got the sense it's like, or like probably the function of two working groups is kind of overlap.
Yeah, to a degree, Jan, but I think that my view is that this experts working group that is that has supposedly been set up is supposed to be dealing with technical issues that are arising in respect to the fast track. And obviously those issues also flow through to the policy development process, but fundamentally it's about getting some expert input on any outstanding issues on the fast track, whereas our joint CCNSO, GNSO working group is supposed to be dealing with joint issues that are for the that come for the future in our policy development process, IDN CCTLDs and the GNSO working on its policy for IDN. So I'm not suggesting there isn't a crossover, because there is, but I think fundamentally the two working groups are working to a different timeline, if you like.
Okay.
But having said that, it would be very useful and interesting and helpful to know what this mystery expert working group is actually doing, and until we get the information out of Tina and the rest of the ICANN staff, we can't really do very much.
They also published their meeting minutes somewhere. So if you're interested, find out where their meeting minutes is.
Yeah, I don't think they exist at the moment, so we need to try and get hold of those. Bart, you were going to say something?
Yeah, first to address the latter point is I'm waiting for these minutes because of the first and second meeting. What I've heard say internally, this is setting the scope of the working group and its activities, and they haven't been published or are not available yet. So that's one. The second point I wanted to raise is I'll have a look again at the charter, whether it is too limited, whether it's limited to just the IDN fast track, or it has, say, the envisioned scope of dealing with stuff under the PDP as well, because I'm not sure.
Fine.
You're talking about the charter, our working group, or
the other one, Jim.
Okay.
Our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'll have a look at it. So that's an action for me. Yep.
Thanks. Gabby, what's next?
Yeah, can I just ask someone joined? Who joined late?
It's Becky. I kicked off as I was entering.
You just went off to write your report, and you've come back again.
No, I just got into the as I went into the garage. The second I finished my report, non-report, I got cut off.
Okay, Gabby, next one.
So the agenda point two is affirmation of commitment.
Affirmation of commitment.
Sorry, Chris.
Yes, sorry, Jen.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm sorry. May I add something else, actually?
Yeah.
One more thing. I went on is, you know, as far as I know, they're not doing well on resolving the parents issue. So actually, I'm not sure, you know, is there anything we could do?
That's a really good question. But
yeah,
could you send a note to Tina and copy Doug? And say that the council, the CCNSO council, would appreciate some input urgently from the experts working group on where they are, what they're discussing, and what they're doing, so that we can actually be prepared for any matters that come up in Seoul that have an effect on the fast track.
Yep.
I think that would be useful to let them know that we're concerned that we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Jan, is that at least a start to get some information?
Actually, I got sense it's like they're still at the same place, you know, as a couple months ago. They're moving forward on that balance issue at all. And also the question, you know, they ask is also probably the same question they already may ask so many times and we answered so many times.
Sure.
So that's why, you know, I just don't know, you know. I think
okay.
We probably should do something, not just
so
ask a question to them.
I understand. And Bart will do that in the next day. And if we have not had a response by the weekend, I will call Doug on Monday, and I will ask Doug I will get an update from Doug about what's going on, so that we can at least send an email out to the list that says, you know, we don't know anything, or this is what we do know. So I agree with you, and Bart and I will follow that up and try and get as much information as we possibly can. At the latest by very early next week. All right?
Okay, I really appreciate it.
No, it's no problem. It's important.
Yeah, there's some email exchange between me and the Tina, you know, talking about that issue. So
yeah.
I think you'll probably be interested in, you know.
Yeah. So if you want to copy those emails out to me, that's fine. I'll look at those.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Yes, send them to me as well, please.
Yes, to me and to me and Bart. Excellent.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So, I think if we're done on that, we can move on to the affirmation of what's it called? Affirmation of commitment.
Commitment.
Yeah. Totally good. Well, I don't really know what there is to say about it, other than to say that it's there and it exists. And both Leslie and I were privileged to be at a celebration in Washington. Was it last week, Leslie, or the week before? I've lost complete track of time.
I know. It was the week before, and shouldn't we as the CCNSO welcome it and look forward to hearing how they're going to be delivered or something like that?
Yeah, that's probably worth a go, isn't it? It is obviously it's going to be. We have a session on Tuesday morning in Seoul with Peter and Rod, and obviously the affirmation will be one of the issues that comes up, and I also expect that Rod will do some sort of presentation, presumably on Monday in Seoul, about it, and hopefully it will be a little bit more than just the sort of celebration of its existence. I have communicated to Rod, Peter, and Doug my And also, interestingly, also to the U.S. government. I had a meeting with the Department of Commerce in D.C. with Larry Strickland, and straight after you, Leslie. In fact, interesting.
And we probably said similar things. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said that, the points about the affirmation of commitment that I think will be discussion points are things like the ongoing role of the U.S. government as a separate seat on the review of accountability and transparency, which they seem to sort of have a sort of special place on, which is interesting. I thought that... Sorry?
I was just going to say, the odd thing about that is I had a conversation with Larry Atlas, who's the U.S. government point person on this, and what they were trying to do was send this signal that it's not just the U.S., it's, you know, other countries as well. It's a very odd. It's a very odd way to do it, frankly.
Yeah.
But that's what they thought they were doing.
Yeah, it's like it's not just the U.S., but it's always the U.S.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is a little odd. It goes on forever. I have a concern about. I think that the beefing up of the GAC's role is good, and I think that, you know, a sort of improved GAC being more involved and more committed to the process is a wonderful thing. But I have a concern that the GAC chair, whoever the GAC chair may be for the future, is always going to be involved in deciding who is on review committees. And the reason why I have a concern about that is because if you get a good GAC chair, it's fine. But if you get a lowest common denominator GAC chair who's simply there because no one else is prepared to do the job, that could be difficult and challenging. So that's a concern for me as well. And the other piece of feedback I've had is that. And it's an unfortunate result of the wording there is the appearance of there still being an ongoing contract, if you like, between ICANN and the DOC, because the affirmation of commitment refers to the ability of either side to walk away from it at a certain time, and so even though there is no end date, there's an implication that it is still two parties in an agreement, as opposed to a simple statement of facts, this is where we are today, and now let's move on. There is this sort of ongoing relationship that enables either party to say, we don't like this anymore, we're going to walk away from it.
Right, although one has to wonder what that means.
Say again, Becky?
One would have to wonder what that means, but I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the other thing that's worrisome about the sort of government, the sort of GAC chair and chairman of the board or CEO, I don't know who it is, being responsible for assigning these committees, because at least in the business world, these assignments are being looked at as sort of plums that Rod is giving away one way or another. Anyway, it just seems like this was not really what was intended, but...
Mm. Look, I agree with that, Becky, and I'm sure that anyone who's spent any time reading it would have their own views on it. I guess what I would like to see is a robust discussion of what it means during our meeting on Tuesday morning with Rod and Peter. We've got, I think, an hour, Gabby, set aside for that, maybe slightly longer. And I think what would be fantastic is if those of us that have questions, concerns, comments, etc., were able to put those forward so that I or whoever ends up chairing that session is able to actually make those points and say, you know, I've had this comment, I'd like your response to it. And that, to some extent, folds into this suggestion that we've had that there should be a small group of people whose responsibility it is to collect and collate issues, questions, comments for discussion at that meeting with Rod and Peter. Now, Gabby, who do we have on that group at the moment?
It's Rod, it's Peter, and it's probably will go Mike Silver and Peter. Yes, it does. So
No. Who's on our little committee that's going to be responsible for putting the questions together?
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's. Oh, sorry. Okay, that's just two. We've got Leslie and Vika. No one else wanted Peter.
And me.
And you.
You don't think I'm going to let that go? So can I ask that anyone who has anything that they want to say, any comments, any questions, actually, Gabby, could you send a note out to the members and say, we have this session on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock or whatever time it is. It's an opportunity to ask any questions that you have about the affirmation of commitment. Anyone who wants to say anything or ask anything, it would be helpful if we could get some sort of advanced notice of what it is that their concerns are so that we can collate everything together and use the time productively and effectively by, asking the question once rather than having it asked three times.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie and Vicar and me and whoever else wants to be on this little group can do a quick email exchange beforehand and get clear on what the actual questions are. Is that okay?
Fine with me, yeah.
Okay, is everyone else all right with that? Is anyone not all right with that, perhaps, is a better way of putting it? Good, all right. Excellent. In which case, Gabby, I think we can move on.
So number three is item board resolution on the retirement of PCPLDs.
Right. So, this is the story. .yu, Yugoslavia, is being retired, and Slobodan, who most of you know, who used to be on the council, is the point man, if you like, on this for Serbia. And the deal was that by the 30th of September, .yu would be retired, or at the very least, steps would have been put in place to arrange for its retirement. And about 3 months ago, 10 weeks ago, something like that, .yu through Serbia wrote to the ICANN board and said that they needed more time and that they wanted an extension of time so that they could deal with this properly. No response was received other than an acknowledgement of receipt of the communication. And eventually, Slobodan, having written two or three times to ICANN and getting no satisfactory response, sent me a note saying, I'm very concerned, the 30th of September is coming up and we don't have an agreement to extend the time, and if we don't get an agreement to extend the time, what do we do? So I rang Doug and said, we have to do something about this. They have to get... something has to be sorted out because at the moment it's going to end up as in a sort of impasse where nothing is happening. So at the ICANN board meeting, which took place about 2 weeks ago, the request for an extension of time was formally put to the board. The request was for an extension of 24 months. My understanding is that the ICANN staff's recommendation to the board was that there should be an extension of 12 months, and the board passed a resolution extending it for 6 months. Now that's a separate discussion about why that happened and how it happened and so on. But what also happened at that board meeting was following a request from Slobodan that there should A, be an extension, and B, that it would be very helpful if there was a there were some guidelines from the CC community about how retirement should be dealt with. The board passed two resolutions, one being that it should be extended for 6 months, and another one being a request to the CCNSO that, knowing that we've got this delegation, redelegation, and retirement working group, would we please prioritise the retirement issue so that we could come back to the board within a reasonable time with some input on how retirement should be handled. The current situation is that we are about to go out to the working group and say what we think we should do is alter the priority of looking at these issues and bring retirement of CCTLDs forward as the first issue that the working group deals with, and see if we can get some progress on that. So that's where we are on that at this stage. And when we get to the reports on working groups, I'll go through where the delegation, redelegation working group is at. Does that make sense, what I've said?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. All right. So I think that's that. I mean, I don't have anything else to report on that. I think we just need to deal with it, and we'll hopefully be able to deal with it within the structure of the working group that we've got set up. Gabby?
Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Andre, may I have a question?
Yes,
because it seems to me that the situation is inspired by .yu. But was there some other discussion regarding to .su, actually, on the board?
No, there hasn't been any specific discussion in this context about .su, but clearly .su is an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's out there, it needs to be dealt with, and it's currently not being dealt with particularly well, and it would be useful if we could come up with some suggestions and about how it should be dealt with.
Okay.
Okay. Gabby, what's next?
Wildcard session soul.
Okay, well, that's really simple. Steve Crocker was on the last council call, gave us some insight into what this was all about. Nothing's happened since, except that we have in the agenda for soul a session on wildcards for the members. Steve Crocker is going to come. He's going to do the explanation, presumably roughly similar, if not identical, to the explanation that he gave us, and we will then start the discussion about it and decide what steps we need to take next.
And he will bring Ram Mohan along.
Yeah, Ram's going to come along as well, yeah. Next one, Gabby.
DNSSEC survey feedback.
Off you go.
I'm not sure what to say. The only reason for why I have it here is because in the DNSSEC survey... Yes?
Chris?
Does somebody want to say something?
Chris?
Yeah?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, young
lady.
Yeah, sorry for the noise. I'm on the train.
That's okay.
But I just wanted to know if it was possible for the CCs that are actually practicing the wild card to maybe have a chance to talk about what they're up to.
Yes, I think that's an excellent. I think that's an excellent idea, because I think that will inform the discussion and make the point that not all wildcards are the same.
Right.
Or what?
Not all wildcards are the same, Dottie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes, young man, we can make sure that Korea gets a voice in that session.
Young man, who would be the speaker for that?
Oh, we need to discuss it, but one or two candidates.
Okay, could you email me as soon as possible?
Yes, I will. I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So the DNSS okay. Server feedback, all I wanted to say is that we had feedback on one of the last questions was, do you think CCNSO should promote DNSSEC? And most people thought yes. And then the next question was, so how do you think we should promote DNSSEC? And then I had much feedback. You can read that. I attached that to my email. And I'm not really sure how to deal with this feedback because there are many suggestions on what the CCNSO should do. And I don't want to take time to discuss it now, perhaps, but that's perhaps something we should think about, but we should have to do something with it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think we're going to at least have questions and discussion on your report in Seoul, and we can deal with that then, I think.
Sure.
I don't know who apart from me is enthusiastic enough to follow Milton Mueller's blog, the Internet Governance Forum. No, Internet Governance Caucus, whatever it's called, blog. But Milton put out a note on his blog straight after the survey results were released saying that the CCs were clearly in favour of ICANN signing the route. And not VeriSign. So, for what it's worth, it's out there in the the civil society at large world being discussed. Anyone else got any points on that one? Okay, Gabby, next.
Fruit zone scaling.
Jolly good. Why are we talking about that?
I was put that on the agenda, so.
I think again with the same question, whether or not the CCNSO and the leadership of the CCNSO Council wants to respond, say something about it. It's out there. It has some. Recommendations, conclusions attached to it, and maybe the CCNSO is considering a response input.
Okay. So, have people read the root scanning report?
Chris, I've read a very abridged version of it. I think probably we do need to make some comment because one of the report lays out the choice, as it were, between doing DNSSEC, IDN, CCs, and others.
Yes.
And I think it would be quite right and proper if we do have some sort of view on that.
Okay. So how would we go about doing that, do you think? Would we do a summary of the report for the CCNSO members and ask for comment and input? Would that be sensible?
I think it would be, yes.
Okay. But
yeah, I see. It
do you
I think they've both got summaries anyway as part of the documents, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. Can we maybe do a note out to the list, Bart, that says here's the summary, here's the link to the full report. We are interested in soliciting comment from members about what they think. So that we can do a response or a comment to that report.
Yep.
Can we do that?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do that then. And let's see if we can get something space of time to respond. Okay.
Yep.
Gabby, next.
Working group update, delegation and redelegation working group.
Yeah. Okay. Is this call being recorded, Gabby?
Christina, did you order a report? I think you did order it yesterday.
Okay. Well, look. Let me. I'll tell everybody where I think we are, and we'll go from there. The first goal of the delegation and redelegation working group has been to try to create a scheduling paper and a logistics paper that says this is how we plan to handle the discussion on delegation and redelegation. And leaving aside the issue of whether we should bring retirement of CCTLDs up to the front of that, we have produced a paper, and the working group is currently considering that. And I'm hopeful that within a reasonable time before Seoul, by which I mean very early next week, we will have a document that we can send out that says this is how we propose to deal with this working group's work and the methodology for dealing with it. The challenge, one of the challenges in this particular working group, is that we have differing views on what's important and what is not, and we have a number of people in the working group who have their own firmly held and perfectly understandable beliefs about how this stuff should be dealt with. And a number of other people in the working group whose preference would be to get clear on the logistics first before we start dealing with the substance. So we're currently in a state of discussion about how that should be dealt with. And some members of the working group, Nigel, Bill Senich, Eberhard, are very keen to have this working group spend a significant amount of time working out what a CCTLD is and what the definitions of a sponsoring organisation are supposed to be and what the definition of delegation and redelegation are. And we have some other people on this working group who are saying yes, but the job of this working group is not to make suggestions for definitions and policy, but more to look at the existing circumstance and make some suggestions about whether we need to look at changes to the way that the practicalities of delegation and redelegation are dealt with. So at this stage, I can't be any more positive or informative than that, except to say that hopefully by the time we get to Seoul, there will be a document, an initial document of the working group, which says we propose to deal with this in this way and how do people feel about that. So that's where we are, and sit tight until we send something out is probably the best way of putting it. Bart, is that a fair summary of where we are?
Yes, I think it is, yeah.
Any questions or comments? Well, there's no one prepared to get into it at this stage.
You have to really be ready to weigh in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always knew this was going to be difficult, and it is difficult, but we'll get there in the end, I think. I mean, we just need to bite the bullet and deal with the stuff that we need to deal with, I think. Keith Davidson is chairing the working group. He's doing a really good job of being impartial and fair and letting everybody have their say. And frankly, the challenge right now is to keep people on point and not disappearing off down personal issues that they want to have dealt with. It's just about trying to get everybody to actually do it one step at a time and go slowly so that we actually get stuff done properly and don't disappear off on tangents. And whether we get there or not, I don't know.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to hop off.
Okay, but Becky. See
this sounds like a really fascinating and fun, exciting assignment for you, Chris.
Thanks, Becky. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anything to be gained by going into much more detail at this stage, but we'll have some sort of discussions about this in Seoul, and we'll work out where to go next. Unless anyone has any questions. Okay, good. What's the next one, Gabby?
Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group.
Do we have Byron on the call?
No.
Bart, do you want to just...
Oh, maybe Leslie.
Leslie, do you want to do it?
We can do a joint job, Bart.
Yeah.
We're issuing a survey, which hopefully people have seen, which will give us some guidance as to strategic priorities from a CC perspective. We've got some new members joined. We're having a session on Sunday in Seoul. And just yesterday, we received some expense analysis from Kevin Wilson. That was the additional analysis of the CC expenses that had been raised as an issue during our discussions.
And he's going to do a session on that at our meeting, I think, isn't he?
I think that's the intention, yes.
Yes.
Bart?
Yeah, that's all, I think. And, okay. And we're trying to schedule a call early next week.
Okay. There have been some changes in the ICANN staffing on the strategic plan.
I'm aware of that, Chris. I wasn't sure if that was public yet. Yeah.
I've got no idea, Leslie, but quite frankly, I'm past caring. Teresa has been given the job of coordinating, at least to a degree, some of the strategic planning, and working very closely with the team, the ICANN team, to put forward the next iteration of the strategic plan. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. It probably won't happen before Seoul, but there is certainly work being done, and I think from the CC's point of view, that doesn't much matter. What matters is that we're ready for whatever happens, and the work of the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group is key to getting us up to speed so that we can actually be useful and meaningful contributors to the any debate that takes place.
Absolutely.
That's about right.
I think the aspiration was to publish a plan on a page before Seoul. Whether that's going to be possible, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, any of us who've been involved in organisations, we can sit on the sidelines and pick and complain and moan about ICANN as much as we like. But any of us who've been involved in organisations where there's been new staff coming in, a new CEO coming in, etc., will understand that best will in the world, it takes time for these things to be bedded down and for significant progress to be made. So the best we can hope for is that things will move on and we'll be ready when they do, which I think is actually our job.
Just one more additional thing. I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but the summary of the season is a strategic workshop from Sydney is available as well. It's on the working group pages of the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. So if somebody wants to check or have a look at it again, that's fine.
Can we send a link out for that, please, Bart?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. Excellent. Next, Gabby.
Yes, liaison working group.
Well, I've done that. I've spoken about that. So let's move on.
Technical working group.
A new draft, second version of a new draft charter has been prepared. But where are we with getting that out? Are we ready to get that out yet, or?
It's the first. I haven't seen any responses from the other members of the tech working group. We can send it out, but it still needs. There is no discussion on the tech working group, so I'll see that it will get out, say, early next week.
Excellent, because it would be really good to see if we can nail that charter down in Seoul and get it approved,
yeah,
and move on from there. So I think that should be the goal. And if you could maybe have a chat with Eberhard and see if we can finalize,
yeah,
that draft so that we can get it out, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Next one, Gabby.
Meeting program working group.
Andre.
Oh, yeah. We since the last council call, we had two talk conferences, actually, and we made some slight tuning to the agenda. So I think the final agenda will be published today or tomorrow, right, Gabby?
Yes.
And we made some slight changes. One that might be important for the working group chairs that we have on Chris' suggestion, we have decided to change the report from the working group, from the presentation to the written report that we sent in advance, so the people just can ask the chairs if they are interested in specific issues, so that will save some time. And also we made the JPA update, I think, close to the board members update, because those things are related. And we also add a short session related to the DNSSEC at the root zone, because I think that's quite an important issue for all of us. But since the last meeting, nothing really important, nothing has changed. I think the agenda is almost stable since the last meeting. We really made just some fine-tuning, and it's ready, and yeah, that's all.
Thanks, Andre. Any questions or comments on that? Okay, good. Gabby?
Joint CCNSOG and SOIDN working group.
Say again?
The jig.
Joint jig. Yeah.
I think we've dealt with that.
Yeah.
Next one.
And we have geographic regions working group.
Bart?
Yeah, Olga, you want to say something about
it? Hi, you're here. Hi, Olga.
Hi, how are you? Well, Bart helped me. We had a conference call last week, I think, and
yeah,
we had a previous report that was published for public comments. We had only one comment, I guess, and now that we have that previous report, we will work on a new stage of the report, but we have to move a little bit forward the agenda for our final report. Bart, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to summarize what we discussed in the conference call. Am I right?
What the working group will do is it's unclear how to move forward for them.
Yes.
So they want to use the Sydney or the Seoul meeting to get some input and sense of where on some lines of thought before they start working and drafting on an interim paper. It also means that the schedule of the working group needs to be revisited, and the interim report will now be published prior to Nairobi. And that is due to the fact that, the working group started very, very late due as a result of the of getting the RERs involved as well.
Also, there will be a survey about the relevance of georegions that will be distributed, among all the ICANN community, and this will be relevant for inputting information in the new stage of the report.
Yeah.
And also there will be in the last ICANN meeting we had only one face-to-face meeting. We are trying to perhaps try to find time and space for having two face-to-face meetings of the geo-regions, which is challenging because there's tight agenda and not much available rooms.
Okay.
That's about it.
Any comments or questions on that one? Excellent. Next one, Gabby.
Ad hoc working group for incident response plan.
Well, that's Becky, and she's gone.
Yeah, let me do it.
Okay.
The working group had its first call last week, but prior to that, there was some drafting going on, And it will be hopefully published a work plan prior to the Seoul meeting, which sets out a list of activities that need to be undertaken to have something like an incident response in place. So it's really a plan. One of the things we've done, or the working group has done, is has more or less appointed Norm Ritchie as its working chair, and that needs to be finalized with the council as well. Norm has been involved from the start, has done a lot of work, and as a CCNSO representative or a CC representative is able to do it. There is a lot of work that needs to be done still. So that's, I think, the two main events. So, and at the Seoul meeting, there will be a session by this working group.
Excellent. Any comments on that one? No? Okay. Gabby, what's next?
I can board update committee, but we've dealt with that. So it's Leslie, Vicky, and you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the next one is liaison update. And unless Han Chuan Lee has joined the call, have you? Han Chuan? No, he emailed me saying that his daughter was ill, so he was off to the doctor and he was going to send a written update to the list.
Okay. Ron, do you want to go to yours?
Yes. Hi there.
Hi, Ron.
I have sent out... Hello.
Yes.
I've sent out three documents. The first one... is pretty much self-explanatory. It's my report in writing, and rather than take time, I'm presuming that everybody has read it. Does anyone have any questions?
Of course,
on that?
We have, Ron. Of course.
Okay.
I've not read it, Ron. I'm sorry. I've been in meetings all day.
Okay.
Take it as read.
Okay, it lists ALEC work during the past few weeks, and there have been a number of elections, and the results are there. There's a report on some correspondence previously that was sent to ALEC by Rudy. Is Rudy on this morning, anybody? Have you heard him? Rudy, are you there?
I don't think so, Ron.
No, Rudy. No, okay. All right. I also published a link to the Seoul agenda for ALEC, if anyone's interested. I have to get to as many of those meetings as I can. And there is also a link to the GNSO ALEC group to draft a registrant rights charter. It's an interesting document that's also linked on that that I sent to you. The rest is just the ALEC elections for the various positions. There are five positions, 7 positions nominated. There are no contests, and I believe that will be voted on in the next few days. I sent two other documents, update documents. One of them was a proposal from Rudy to create an at-large CCTLD bridge working group. All the details are there, and I don't think I need to go through it. But essentially what it's doing is confirming what was agreed in Sydney and taking it further forward. We've been discussing how to go about this, and I have, for .vi anyway, I have been working on some sort of relationship outside of .vi with the community. We do not have a registered ALS in the Virgin Islands, but I did, and I sent an additional document called CCNSO ALEC Joint Outreach Project, which describes it. If everyone's read it, I can just touch it briefly. If you haven't, I can go through it.
Just touch it. Sorry, excuse me. Just touch it on it briefly, Ron.
Okay. At the Sydney ICANN meeting, it was agreed that Rudy and I would look into the possibility of an educational outreach program between CCTLDs and ALSs. The idea was to explore the possibility that the dissemination of CCTLD and ICANN-related information to the ALSs and collect feedback from the ALSs, and that could be beneficial to both groups. In other words, it's a closer working relationship between the CCTLDs and the ALSs, the at-large structures, which are essentially computer user groups throughout the world. In order to research the possibilities at local level, I conducted a random survey on the streets and over a 10-day period found that
You literally went onto the streets?
Yeah, I literally went onto the streets. This is not scientific at all, but I spoke to everyone that I spoke to, every single person that I met over a 10-day period. I asked what they knew about ICANN and what they knew about CCTLDs.
Wow.
And the answer was essentially nothing. Most people have never heard of ICANN, and the acronym CCTLD didn't mean anything when I explained that it was the country code and that some people had domains there. They still knew nothing about how it worked or why it worked or anything like that. It was pretty horrifying. I had two people that actually knew of ICANN, and both of them knew it because they had read about the United States congressional hearing at which Paul Toomey was sort of set up with a cabal of registrars and carriers telling him that ICANN, or telling the commission, the Congressional Hearing Committee, that ICANN had just about failed in everything that it had done, and that the private sector should take over the Internet, being a United States-based private sector. VeriSign said they already run the Internet because they run the root servers. And essentially, there was just nothing that was understood by the general public. I then spoke with the head of the Computational Sciences Department at the University of the Virgin Islands, and he told me that they have nothing in their computer science courses that relate to ICANN or CCTLDs or the operation of the DNS or the root servers or anything to do with Internet governance at all, and he embraced the idea that through .vi we could advise him of this sort of information and show him where to look for it, and he has undertaken to bring this type of information into the computational sciences degree courses. I've been talking to him since. He's working on a formal request that we, or support for this idea, and the request that .vi provide the information that he needs to be able to bring this educational experience into the computational sciences degree courses. I think that's exceptional. I think that if it works, and I don't know whether it is going to, but if it works, I think it could be a good template for CCs to perhaps educate through ALSs, and of course most universities have what would be the equivalent of an at-large structure built into them, because if they have computational science courses, they will have groups of people interested in that. I'm hoping that I will have sufficient input back from the UVI by the time I get to Seoul to be able to report more clearly on this, but it looks exciting.
Okay. So it strikes me, Ron, that there's not much to say other than to wait for input.
Well, yes.
So what specifically is the role of the CCNSO here, Ron? Sorry, I'm a bit confused.
Well, the idea was that through the CCNSO and ALAC, we could arrange for, hopefully, for CCTLDs to have a working arrangement or an affiliation, if you will, with the ALSs around the world. There are now over 130 at-large structures under the ICANN banner. and it was felt
of,
that...
Some of them, I mean, we can't assume that some of them don't have those arrangements already. I mean,
I don't think... None of them have them already, and I was attempting to create the first one, which is the one I've just discussed.
Yeah.
With .vi. Frankly, there is... I'm reporting on ALEC. ALEC represents end users, even though there is a top-down process for doing that.
I understand that, Ron. I understand that. I was just trying to understand what was being told.
They are very keen to have this relationship with CCTLDs. In fact, Cheryl Langdonore, the chair of the ALAC, has asked me to report back on what the reaction is by this council at when they have read the document I've just sent to you and gone through, and more particularly the one that Rudy had presented today. And I don't know why he's not online, but I was hoping that he would be able to discuss that at greater length. His document is essentially trying to be more official than mine. I've gone out and done something. He has proposed a working group of just a few people from both, from CCTLDs, not CCNSO, and from some ALSs who could come up with ideas for getting the two to work together with benefits to both. As I say, I went ahead and did it on a small scale with .vi, and I was surprised and very pleased, in fact, at the universities, the way they embraced the idea. And that's what I'm reporting on now.
Okay.
It seems to me that ALAC has always been more interested in a relationship with CCs than CCs have been in developing a relationship with ALAC. So.
Yes, Dottie.
So it's hard to read. I mean, the thunderous applause is...
I guess, Dottie, if I can just say from a UK perspective, that's because we already have a whole shedload of relationships with what we perceive to be our local internet community, which includes the end users too. So I kind of felt that there's an assumption that there are no relationships, and you know, but I think there are some throughout the community being led by CCs who view them as their local internet community.
Well, there's a big difference in, for example, .vi and .uk, because you have a country code top-level domain as the primary, I mean, as a DNS. But the Virgin Islands has been inundated with .com from the get-go, and so it has less affiliation, less identification with a country code name. And the same is true of .us, too.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, you know, I like the idea, and I'm sure ALAC would like the idea of knowing that there are CCs that do have outreach projects and do, in fact, interact with the community and do listen to feedback, but more than anything, from my perspective, are trying to bring an understanding of internet governance to the community, because it appears that there is not a great public understanding of what the internet does, what ICANN does, or not the internet, but what ICANN does, and or what
okay,
the CCTLDs
I mean,
do.
Just as a prime example, I spent half a day yesterday up north in the UK speaking to a group of businessmen who are part of the CBI, which is the Association of Businesses in the UK, and I did do the test as to how many had heard of ICANN and how many had heard of Nominet and how many had heard of the IGF, actually. And about 10% of that audience had heard of ICANN, which I thought was quite good. And we had a very good discussion about internet governance. So I think there is more going on. I'm not sure if we actually collate what is going on in this area perhaps very well or talk about it very much.
Well, I would love to hear about it, because anything that you have experience of could be of value to other CCs that are prepared to do this.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And that, I'm sure the ALAC would love to know, because and you're probably going to hear from someone when I report on this to find out and see how it can be expanded.
Yeah.
Do you know of any other CCs that do what you are doing?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
That's why we might take a bit of offense if somebody says there's nothing going on.
Here? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes,
yeah.
I just wanted to mention that Dr. Yair is also involved with its local community, the end user community as well, in various aspects.
Ron, look, clearly there is a desire in the ALAC to move this forward and to see some progress, and clearly there is also a reluctance, shall we say, on behalf of the CCs to do that, and also a concern that there may be a lack of understanding of what is actually going on already. So with willing parties on both sides to at least sit down and talk, what would you suggest we do to at least ensure that there is an exchange of information that ensures that both parties are fully informed?
Well, yes, I hear you. I'm just trying to think out loud here. What Rudy has suggested is that he and I and maybe a couple of other people, preferably from CCs, get together to create what you've just suggested, a means of learning who's doing what and maybe looking at success stories and where there has been mutual benefit through the relationships, and provide that information to others to see if we can't make it wider spread, or even to find out, in fact, you know, how widespread it is, because I didn't know.
Okay. So we're not going to come to a conclusion on this tonight, today, but maybe it would be, as a starting point, maybe it would be useful for the liaisons, you and Rudy and me and Cheryl, and maybe your sort of a couple of others from the ALAC and a couple of others from the council, to try and find half an hour or at least as a starting point in Seoul, informally, to sit down and have a chat. Is that at least a sort of starting point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think we would be much better prepared for that chat than we were at the last one, to be honest with you, because, as I say, we've done some research and come up with some ideas. So, yes, that would be great if we can do it. I will arrange for that to happen.
All right, because I think in a nutshell, Ron, one of the issues is that this is nothing to do with the truth. This is much more to do with perception. You know, there's a perception in ALAC that if it's not going on underneath the banner of ALAC, then it's not going on at all. On the one hand, and on the other hand, from the CC's point of view, you know, we do a huge amount of work outreaching to our equivalent of at large, and you know, you should kind of just know that. So I think,
yes, we should.
Opening up the communication is probably worthwhile and sensible. And if it ends up not going anywhere, well, then so be it. But at least we've given us a chance.
Agreed.
Okay. So can you perhaps, if you and I and Cheryl and Rudy sort of liaise, maybe we'll get, you know, Leslie and a few other councillors and Cheryl and you and a few other ALAC people together and have a chat.
Great.
Excellent. All right. Anyone else got any comments on that? Marvelous. Gabby, do we have anything else on the agenda?
Any other business?
Do we have any other business?
I have something to say.
I sort of knew you would.
As you probably have seen, I sent out the dinner details today of the CCNSO members' dinner in Seoul. And I can tell you that just a few hours later, more than half of it is already full. So if you want to go, you have to be quick and let me know.
Okay. So you can assume, Gabby, that I want to go.
You're on the list. You're on the list.
I'm sure I am.
Gabby, what do you mean there's another dinner? So this Thursday dinner is the second?
This is the CCNSO members' dinner. This is the one I sent out information about today. It's the one on Thursday night.
Yeah, is there any other dinner you mentioned
not,
before?
There are no other dinners.
No CCNSO people will be having dinner on any other night except for Thursday.
Actually, I do have a question regarding the dinner. I saw it on, I can schedule. There's an IDN dinner on Monday night. What's that?
There is a cocktail party on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
At 6 o'clock, I think, or something around that, to celebrate the introduction of IDN CCTLDs under the fast track 3 days before the board has actually passed the necessary resolution. apparently there will be invitations being sent out to influential and important people. So doubtless, Jan, you will receive one.
No, I didn't get an invitation.
neither have I yet. But there will be a. It's the new ICANN mode of doing things, which is you celebrate stuff before it's actually happened. And
no, it will happen.
I'm actually being very unfair.
Are there any medals being awarded?
I don't think there are any medals. There will be lots of clapping and significant amounts of praise being heaped upon people who've been influential in the introduction of IDN. I know no more about it than you do, other than the fact that it's on the agenda and apparently there's going to be this cocktail party. That's it. So stand by for more news. I'm sure it'll be very exciting.
Okay.
My understanding is it's a gathering of people who have been involved in the IDN fast track process, and we all get to chat to each other as if we don't talk to each other enough already. anything else before I go to bed at 32 minutes past midnight? Anything else? Good. All right. Thank you, everybody. There's lots of follow-up to happen. Gabby and Bart and I are fully aware of what that all is. We'll get that sorted out. And see you all in Seoul.
Thanks very much, everyone. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
thanks,
okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.